This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. I know you guys were all waiting with bated breath during the break. I have an update for you. Sweden back on top of Lithuania, 56-55 with 9 minutes left in the game. And looks like Lithuania just turned the ball over. So we roll. Big day for Sweden, though. They did make their first knockout round in Eurobasket history. So Pelle Larsson has engineered, Leroy, the greatest run in Swedish basketball history.
It already sounds like you're – hold on. It already sounds like you're coming up with the that a boy before the game's over.
No, I'm just letting you – I am just delivering the facts. Just delivering the facts.
When he says, well – at least this is the first time they ever made it to this round before the game's over. That means you think Lithuania is going to win.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that's what you're
thinking. I don't know that Lithuania is going to win. I think right now, you know, they're trying to weather the storm because Pella's not in the game, and this is always the key for Sweden. Can you survive the non-Pella minutes? That's what you have to worry about. He's the first Swedish basketball player in 20 years to put up back-to-back 20-point games in Eurobasket, and now he has them to their first knockout stage in the nation's history. In a lot of ways, Pelle Larsson is a national hero. I don't think that's funny. It's true. Why are you guys not respecting Eurobasket?
Because on our bench, he's number 8.
I just want to know if the Swedes really care about this as much as they care.
They care about.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, they care about three things: cuckoo clocks, Gustav Forsling, and Eurobasket.
What about skiing?
Isn't that Switzerland?
And in the same area, dude.
What I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Swedish have a lot of golfers.
Oh yeah, what's that dude?
Oberg. Yes. No, what's his
Ludwig
name?
Oberg.
Yes, Oberg. Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't Annika from Sweden? Yeah.
Like a storm stand?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
No one's disrespecting Pella.
No, it feels like you are.
And here's the problem.
It's Marcos, too.
Because you go in so hard on players that if you say the slightest little thing against it, that means you're a hater.
I haven't said anything. I'm just telling you guys that Dan South says that cuckoo clocks come from Germany. I'm just letting you guys know the Swedish facts, okay? That's all. That's all. That's it.
I'm surprised you don't own a cuckoo clock. You're a bit of a cuckoo. Would it be something if I got a clock and it went, and Tobin. I wish I could get somebody to make that.
My little
clock for hour two. And
what are you going to do? You're going to call some. You're going to find some German clockmaker. You want uns what? Show pony.
Dude, that would be the greatest thing ever. Just to see.
I'm sure there's a way that you can customize a cuckoo clock. There has to be
at the top. At the top of every hour, Tobin comes out. Oh, that would be so awesome.
The sporting news is still around. They have ranked quarterbacks 1-32. Tua Tagovailoa in their rankings. 28th.
Of the 30 quarterbacks.
32.
32 quarterbacks.
The only quarterbacks they have below him, Cam Ward, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, and Spencer Rattler.
And all those aren't even starters.
Yes, they are.
They're all starters.
Wait.
Spencer Rattler starter.
If he's 28th, you named off a whole bunch of quarterbacks.
Dude, what? There's 32 teams. You got to get out of 1994.
You said Tua was 28.
Yes.
Didn't you give you? Was that only four names?
Yeah, he only gave four names.
Like six names. All right.
No.
I thought you gave like six names. I'm like, wait a minute.
Spencer and Rattler are two different are the same quarterback. They're not two different quarterbacks. Oh. Poor Saints. You better hope Arch Manning is good. 28 seems strong.
Is everybody just automatically?
Dude, saying that the
Saints are going to be the worst team in the NFL.
Everybody's saying that, but basically every projection that I was seeing yesterday, I think like the nicest I saw the Dolphins at was 19th, but most of them are all 25, 28. Everybody thinks the Dolphins they're projecting them to stink. Everybody, you know what the weird thing is like everybody seems to think that it's not a talent thing, right? And it doesn't even feel like Tua's health seems to be the big concern. It seems to be everybody thinks that, like, this team hates each other, which
right. All
everybody keeps putting out. Now, it is, like, team stuff they're all putting out, and the players, but, like, all this team is saying is this is the closest we've ever been. We all love each other. This has been the best off season. Now, we'll see if it starts 0-2, how they'll feel. But
I would say when my Bill Belichick years in Cleveland,
yep,
the team was really close, and some of the guys he brought in made it a point to do that. We really hung out and stuff like that. But a lot of it was Bill doing it, right? Like, he would have stuff where if you did this, you could stay out an extra hour for curfew, you know? And it didn't help that much. Well, we had other circumstances, but one year we went to the second round of the playoffs, and the next year we were leading the division, and then the team announced they were leaving. A lot of that. But
like, this list has Bryce Young above him. And I'm like, come on, dude.
At this point, it's just a list. It has no bearing on anything, because here's the thing that people that write about these things and make up these lists don't have to do. Right? They're not on our show. Our show, me and you, if you say something and it don't work out, you're going to hear about it. But these guys make up all these lists, and at the end of the year, nobody goes back and say, look at your raggedy list.
This list has Caleb Williams as the 11th quarterback.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Nobody, after the season's over with or guys get benched, nobody ever has to come back and look at their list and say, oh, This was a terrible
list. Oh, I'm keeping this list. I'm keeping this list.
You've never kept the list.
I keep lists. That's why I tell Chris Sims to go to hell. I don't forget that he put him 40th.
I'm telling you. And you made that before the season. Right?
Yeah, I think before his second year.
Right. So, what I'm saying, like, there's no accountability for these lists, and yet people flip out over them.
No, but why would you have them that low? Like, unless you were just
why
like...
Why would you have a list? You don't know?
I just would be like, unless you have on the list, dude can't stop running into people and stay healthy. Like, that, but that's not even the explanation. It says some, like, yards per average passer, blah, 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 blah.
That's the offense.
I don't get it.
Wait a minute. We've seen Tua throw deep square ends. We've seen him throw fade routes. We've seen him throw deep balls. Nobody at any point during Tua's career to this point have ever said the words, Tua has a weak arm. Because he's made every throw that needed to be made.
Aaron Rodgers is 19th.
Yeah. Okay. When are they going to add the other 22 years to that?
He's above Matthew Stafford.
And that's a joke in itself, right?
Matthew Stafford being 20th? Yeah, I would say so.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence, 17? See, like, I feel like any Tua projection, if I made a list.
It's like somebody's paying him on the side for the list, right?
It feels like it.
We'll give you a koozie and some game where if you move our quarterback up and help
right.
It is.
I mean, like.
Because, come on. What, Trevor Lawrence?
What's he getting? Like free Jacksonville jumbo shrimp swag? Like, what's he getting for this?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's crazy. But no, like all these, you know, Florio yesterday. I feel like Florio put the Dolphins at 29 strictly just to rile up Joe Rose on Friday. I feel like he's just like, I know I'm going to be on Joe's show on Friday. I'm going to put the Dolphins at 29 just to cause a stir.
I can't.
29th?
I cannot look at this team right now in the beginning stages of this season. And this is in all fairness. I can't look at them any worse than 20th. And what I would say is this. You have 14 teams go to the playoffs and 4 to 6 of them are going to switch. And I think the Dolphins are right on the edge as to one team that could have a hot streak and be one of those new playoff teams. I believe that. And that's not, you know me. I don't like, if I don't, I'm not going to just praise somebody because of whatever reason people want to call me a hater. I really do believe that. And one of the reasons why I believe that is because regardless of what you think about the offense, the run game, Tua's health, or whatever, you have a defense that's going to keep you in games.
Well, that's the thing that
I think that defense has upgraded to the point where we're going to look at them as a strength. And even if you don't feel that good about the defense, the offense, you're going to be in a lot of games because of that defense.
I think
that's the thing.
Yeah, and I think the reason – I'm guessing the reason for all these predictions, like obviously the Dolphins were disappointing last year, but that was on top of not having their quarterback for 6 games, which is going to kill anybody's season, basically,
right?
For the most part. So, all right, you can make the bet that Tua is not going to be healthy again, but that's which is
nobody's
fine.
Saying that.
But nobody's saying
they're just,
that.
They're just saying the Dolphins are garbage.
Well, big 3 by Pella to tie it up, 65 apiece. 4 minutes to go.
I hate you right now.
Why?
Because, like, nobody cares.
No, that's not true. Please don't say that.
I can say
no, please don't say that. It's Heat Nation, dude. We are Little Sweden and Serbia and Italy. Tough day for Simone Fontecchio, though, yesterday. But they're all in the knockout stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Then when they get back to the Heat after playing all that excellent Euro basketball... Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to. I'm telling you, dude. Especially Pella, maybe Fontecchio, but for Pella and Nico, no way. Oh, here he goes. Uh-oh. He got Valanciunas. Oh, took the contact and the foul. Oh, no foul call. Hey, what the hell there, ref? But the Pella just gave him the lead, dude. Swedish swish.
Swish a Swede.
You take that, Valanciunas.
Hey.
Right
hey,
into your stupid
I'm not,
beard.
You know, you're unfamiliar with it,
mm-hmm.
but Swish a Swede fits better.
Okay. We've established this. He can be like Apollo Creed and have like four nicknames. It's cool, dude. We can call him Swedish Chef. We can call him Swedish Meatballs. We can call him Swisher Swede. We can call him Swedish Swish. It's all there for us, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? That's why I'm getting a cuckoo clock.
No. Why? You are a cuckoo clock. Right? Not why I'm getting a cuckoo clock. This way we're going to go to Germany. Because it is not in Sweden. It's like you're going to go to Sweden one time and say... Yes,
I like
personalized cuckoo clock, and they would go, you need to be in Uns, Germany.
You're in Uns, wrong place. Dead South calls him Sweet Dan Marley.
Point for Twitcher.
I like that.
Wow, unbelievable. No, man, but I don't know. I'm just, like, I don't want to be, like, a weenie about it, because I want to be, like, it's one of these things where, like, I get it. I get the Dolphins' skepticism, but I'm in this kind of boring level of, I think the Dolphins are going to be kind of okay. And maybe they can have some things break their way and be good and they'll surprise us. But I don't think they're going to be terrible. And I think it's not a fun prediction, but I see all these predictions saying, no, they're going to be awful. Oh, I'm like, you sure? You think they're going to be terrible?
I can't see it. Here, what did I tell you? After four games, you'll be able to tell how much this team has actually gone to the things they say they need to do to be better, right? And that has nothing to do with the success or failure of it. Now, most people are going to wrap that around success or failure. But I would say that if they do the things that will enable them to play all year and not just when it's warm, right? That means the style of run, how they operate offensively, then you'll have a better feeling about this team, even if it's not successful early. I think if they do the things they did in the previous 2 years just to have success early, then you're going to be saying the same things in December and January that you were saying the previous years, that, oh, they got off a hot start, and then they go on this three-game losing streak because they're playing up north or they're playing a team that has a stout defensive line.
No, they have a ton to prove, so yeah, I get that. I 100% agree with you. It's just, I'm just like,
it just sucks. I hate when you make improvements from year to year, and we don't know this yet of the Dolphins. But you make these improvements, you start off, you look really good, and then fans go, let's just wait until December, right? And that sucks, because you can only do what you've done so far. And so watch. If they start off hot, if they run all over Indy, we're going to say that's Indy, right? Then they play the Jets. They Patriots. Run all over the Jets. Huh?
Patriots week two.
Patriots week two. Sorry. Then they go into the Patriots. Now, for some reason, I don't understand this part about the Patriots, right? We're going to just take them from where they were last year and just make them a playoff team. They can make that jump, but nobody else can.
No, just because of Vrabel. Yeah, I get you. Everybody's
you see what I mean? Like it never works like that way.
I missed the part where Vrabel, when he doesn't have Derrick Henry, I missed the part when he was good. I don't know. Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sweden down 4, Leroy, to Lithuania. 12 seconds left. I don't know if the Swedes have it in them right now, Leroy. I'm telling you.
So I'm looking at, you know, I like to peruse our Twitch and YouTubers.
Yep.
And I would say Joker. He says, Commanders made that jump last year. Texans did it 2 years ago. Texans play in a terrible position, a terrible division. So it's not that hard.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get back to that in just a second, but I got a surprise. I got a surprise for you.
What's up?
Go out to a guest line, Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop with 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And toyotaofhollywood.com. A legend is here to defend the honor of Eurobasket because you have been making fun of me goodness. For watching it. And I have been loving every minute of it. So I am bringing in an MVP to tell you you need to get your ass to start watching some Eurobasket. The legend, Goran Dragic, stopping by the program. Hello, Goran. I think we
what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Leroy.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Hey, Gordon, I can't trust nobody who believes the reason why they talk English on the sidelines is because of TV coverage.
But Leroy, you have to watch Eurobasket because most of the NBA players are the best Euro players in the league right now. So,
well, the only reason why I get frustrated, and this is the honest truth, and Tobin will tell you this, I see our players, the Heat players, go over there and ball out, right? Nico's been a pro for 6 years now, right? And then they come over here and sit on the bench and supposed scared to use them because they're young, and I just get so frustrated that I don't want to see them play over there because – it just frustrates me when they come over here and don't play. That's why I feel that way.
Okay, I got you. No, I agree. I agree. But, you know, when you're representing your country, it's a different feeling. You know the guys. You grow up with them. Right. You know how to play with them. So it's a little bit different. You know, when you get to – when Nico got to Miami Heat, you know, he needs to learn the system, the first year in the league. But, you know, I'm telling you one thing. I'm expecting big things this season from Nico. He's looking good over there. So
Gogi, he's killing it right now.
I hope so because
let's just hope that he's gonna stay healthy.
Yes, yes. That's right. Well, and keep in mind he was playing a lot of minutes before he got hurt, and so I'm not saying he wasn't playing, but this has got to be the most European players that the Heat have had in a while, like, or ever.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even think. So, you know, to be able to see some of these guys, I think the promising aspect of it is to be able to see some of these guys that you really didn't get to see in college because you weren't watching Illinois or Arizona, and to see them in the element where they're needed and their country needs them to perform well, and they're going out and performing, that's a positive thing, of course. I know how Spo is with young players. And I'm just like, I get frustrated.
No, you're also mad at me because I'm keep peppering you with Portugal Serbia updates at 6 in the morning. But I can't help it. I've been hooked. Go on. I've been hooked on it. I've been watching every damn game. I just watched Sweden lost to Lithuania. But it was a really good game. And Pelle was impressive. And I see these fans. They're going bananas. Like, you see the flags and the countries. Like, this is just a group game. And they're all advancing. But these fans are going nuts. I can't even imagine what that's like for you when you're, like, representing your country and they're all going crazy with each other.
No, it's unbelievable. You know, just to be in that environment in Eurobasket and you see all these, you know, fans representing their own country, the flags, it's a different energy. You know, it's not like NBA game because, you know, most of NBA games, it's a little bit quiet. You know, over there, they cheer, they engage with the game, and it's a little bit different. And, of course, you have your country on your back. If you don't perform well, you know, they're on your, you know what? So it's pretty awesome to play. And you know, we'll see. I mean, so far Eurobasket has been tremendous. Today we had some upset. You know, Great Britain beat Montenegro. So that's really a tough situation. You know, my guy Nikola Vucevic is out of the tournament, and you know, we're gonna see a lot of more teams that they're gonna surprise us.
Did you, like, when you won, it felt like that was a big upset for Slovenia at the time, was it not? Because it felt like you the way you were running with it, you guys winning that thing, I remember, like, the welcome you got, it felt monstrous for your country that you had that run that year. Did you guys think you had a chance that year when you won?
No, we did. I mean, you know, Slovenia, we really have such a good basketball players, and we always was one of the favorites, like, let's say top seven, top six teams to make it. But we always choke in semifinals, you know, quarterfinals, semifinals. And, you know, 2017, we really had a good team with a good coach, Igor Kokoschko. Then we bring in Anthony Randolph, who we really miss as a position 4 and 5. We don't have big guys. And then really make a great chemistry. And, that year we went all the way undefeated. You know, we beat Serbia, we beat Latvia, Greece, France, all these powerhouses, Spain. And that was something unique. So,
is this some of this is like one of the bigger opportunities where NBA teams get to see the younger guys? Like, some of these guys make the team, haven't come over to the NBA yet, and it's an opportunity to see these guys play at the highest level?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, Leroy, they have so many scouts in Europe. They go watch club ball, and, you know, they already know everything about them.
Right.
But it's exposure. Definitely, right. Like you said, you know, when you play for your national team, you know, especially young players, they got that extra energy, extra step, and definitely it's a good tournament, you know, to have young player and to showcase their talent. But, you know, if I'm honest, all the GMs, the scouts in NBA, they already know everybody. Right. So
everybody, they all got the book now. There's no more mysteries anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So have you seen a little bit of Nico in this tournament? What have you thought about how he's been playing? Because he seems like he's been putting up some monster numbers for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a second leading scorer. What I really like about him, he's really versatile. You know, he can defend. When he gets a rebound, he's really pushing the ball. So he's playing at the fast pace. And, you know, he's a Swiss knife. At Eurobasket, he can defend 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's making the outside shot, 3-point. And, yeah, so far, you know, him and Jokic are the best players in the Serbian squad. And now it's going to be crucial for him to step up even more because, you know, Bogdan Bogdanović got hurt. So he was probably the second, third options, and now it's on Nico to be that guy.
It is crazy, though, because, like, he has had experience, you know, getting the World Cup and the Olympics the last couple of years. I know he was banged up, but, like, is there a difference, I guess, between international competitions when, you know, from year to year? I'm sure the Olympics is, like, the biggest one, but when you get to this one, is there any type of difference with the atmosphere that he's going to be facing?
I mean, you know, at the Olympics, you have some teams that they're competing from, you know, Asia, Africa. They're not maybe at the same level. You know, Eurobasket is really tough because it's a lot of good teams and you have a lot of competitions. But, you know, in the end of the day, is the same excitement, you know, Olympics, the World Cup, the Eurobasket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Serbia, if you look, they've been winning a lot of medals, but only they were always second place. So this is the time they have to, you know, win gold medal. It's a lot of pressure on them. And I think Serbia, Germany strong, then France has really young team, but they're looking good. Then you have Greece with Giannis. So it's a lot of teams, you know, they're going to compete for their gold medal. So it's going to be really exciting to see.
Is there anything that would it tear if we get a Slovenia-Serbia matchup with affinity to Nikola Jovic? Any conflict, or will you still refer to Slovenia?
He said no.
Tobin, no, we don't want that smoke. Trust me. We're not in position to fight for the medals. You know, we have one of the best players in the world, you know, Luka in our team, but unfortunately we don't have a supporting cast. So we don't want that smoke. We already seen the preparation game against Serbia.
That was a tough one.
Almost 40 points difference. So no.
Do you think it's like a? Is it just? Do these things go in cycles for Slovenia? Like, do you think there's anybody coming down the pipe to help Luka maybe in 2-3 years? Like, is that just how it goes with international ball?
Yeah, we have a huge gap in between. Not a lot of, depth, talented players. But we do have a couple of young prospects. You know, our young team under 18 or under 20 just won a silver medal in the World Cup. So we do have three or four prospects, but they're still young. They are like 15, 16, 17 years old. So they're going to need time to develop the game. But what I'm disappointing with Slovenia this summer, they put two young players in the squad, but they didn't even get no minutes because I don't know why. First of all, we're not gonna fight for the biggest we're not gonna fight for medals, so why not to put young players in to develop them and try to think about the future? Because, you know, most of these players are 32, 30, 34. So probably this is the last Eurobasket for them. And we have to, flip the page.
Goran, you sound like us as Heat fans when we want Spo to play the young
guys.
I'm actually, you know, on two hills with Miami Heat and with national team. So I'm like,
you want to see? Yeah. Let's see. You're typical. Let's see what they got. I just want to see them out there.
Goran, I said the same thing that you're saying about the Miami Heat last year, because especially in NBA basketball, all you do is push the amount of time you have to evaluate a guy before you got to give him big money. So if you find yourself in a situation like last year, the Heat only won 37 games, find out. Give them an opportunity sooner so that if they have that one really good year, you've seen them play so you know where they're projected, instead of just having that one big year and now you got to decide whether to max a guy out because you sat him for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but at the same time, you know, the Miami Heat, especially last year, we were in that position that we are fighting for 8 spot, 9, 10.
Right.
So you're still hoping, you know.
Right.
You know, maybe the team going to click, you know. We all know in people in organization, they don't like losing. They're going to fight. So, you know, probably that's
Goran. You know. Goran. All right, look at me right here. They wasn't going to win a medal, right? So,
a few teams better than us, but you know, you're still hoping, though. You know,
yeah, for sure.
I got you.
It was an interesting year because, you know, like, you know, Jimmy left, Bam and Tyler kind of go into this role where, like, now they're the dudes. You know, do you think that, like, with all that stuff behind, do you think that they can, you know, almost be a little bit more clear this year as far as not having to navigate all that stuff and just kind of have a normal year that could equate to them? Because we know that how talented Bam and Tyler are, but is there an ability maybe to go even better for them now that they don't have to handle the headache of the drama of that?
Yeah. I really believe that they can do it because, you know, it's really tough to play when you have drama around yourself. You know, the situation that happened last year with Jimmy, it didn't help nobody. It didn't help Jimmy. It didn't help the team. So, you know, it was a mess up situation. And, you know, when you're a player and you see your teammates going through or the team, you know, it affects you, how you play, how you prepare as a team. And I definitely believe that this year we're going to have more calmness. Spo going to be more calm. Coach is going to be more calm. They're going to, you know, have time to prepare team. And, you know, when you're calm, you perform better. You know, your confidence grows. Everything is much easier. You sleep better. You eat more. You know, it's all those stuff. And I really believe that this year, I like the additions that the team they bring. And we'll see. It's going to be a fun year.
They posted you with the Rook, Kasperis. What kind of wisdom did you give the rookie?
I just came to practice. I talked to Queenie and Spo a little bit to go there and to share my story to Kasperis. You know, he's a great kid. He has a lot of talent. Of course, we need to give him time. But you know, I was at practice and gave him some pointers and. I'm hoping a little bit to work with him because especially I see the talent, but you know, we need to get him to play at the higher pace, to push the ball a little bit more. And when he plays pick and roll to see what is going on and not to pass the ball when he jumps in there. So to be more consistent, but I think he's a huge talent, big body. He can play defense. He's tough as nails. So, definitely we'll see.
You teach that iron shoulder to him? Give him the keys to that?
Not yet. But I'm here. Yeah, you know, I told him I'm here. If you need me, I would love to work with him. And,
Before we get you out of here, Goran, I got to ask, man. I saw you did some traveling this summer. One, what was it like riding a camel?
Oh, it was not fun. First of all, it's really, it's crazy, man, just to get on the camel. And then when she stands up, it's a little bit, you know, nerve-wracking. You know, my kids, they love it. But I was not a huge fan. I'd rather, you know, ride a horse than a camel.
So wait, like, is this one of those things that dad had to be convinced to do, or you just had to go because you had to make sure the kids?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Especially my daughter, Victoria, and my son, Mateo. They're like, let's go. You know, we were in Egypt a little bit, and definitely it was a good experience. But, you know, I'm not a huge fan of a camel, so.
That's crazy. And then, so, like, what were you doing in Africa? You were doing, like, some charity work in Africa? It looked like you were up to some good work over there.
Yeah, we went to Kenya, Nairobi. I work with Starfish Foundation and with Wave Foundation. You know, we are building some farms over there, and Starfish Foundation is doing computer school for the kids over there, and I really want to give some money and to open the first basketball court in Maasai region. So we did that, and you know, it was awesome experience. We played some basketball, we visited some kids' school, and was a really good experience, especially for my kids, and you know, to show them. You know, not everything is for granted, and was an awesome experience.
That's some awesome work, man. Hey, do you got a prediction for Eurobasket? Do you think Jovic can bring home the gold?
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with my prediction. I already gave my prediction to Eurobasket, so I'm gonna go Serbia gold medal. Then from, let's say, Germany second place, and I see maybe Greece third, but you know, I didn't know at the beginning of the tournament, Turkey really looks good. You know, Turkey is playing tremendous. Şengün is doing his thing. So this is the team that they can win a medal too. So.
Can't wait to check it out, man. Hey, thank you for coming on here and schooling Leroy on Eurobasket. I think now I got him into watching. I got him
all
now.
All love.
You're going to be watching.
Leroy.
Wait. Hey. All love.
I had an idea of who he was bringing on. And so I thought that I could just sit back because, you know, listen, all love to a guy that would put a kangaroo suit on for another man. Right. So
we had to defend
his
honor.
He was going
to
row it.
But no, look, Leroy, now Eurobasket starts. Now it's going to be the good, fun games, tough games. So now we're going to see a lot of competition.
Okay.
And knockout stage. That's going to be the really fun.
So wait, on TV, they got the mic'd up. Do the coaches speak English for the TV networks, or is that for the team? I don't know. Like, I feel like they go to these huddles and they're not speaking their home language. They're speaking in English.
You know why? You know why? Well, you know, 2017, we had Anthony Randolph in our team. So coaches, you know, everybody speaks English anyway in Slovenia national team. So it's much easier to communicate in English. So we don't have to translate, you know, from Slovenia language to English to Toby. And to Anthony. So that's why probably most of the teams, because they have a foreign player in the squad, that's why they speak English.
That's why you yelled at your team in English. And
And keep in mind, all the players are national teams, but the coaches may come from other countries.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. That too. Good point, Leroy. Yep. So yeah, most of the coaches are not from their country. You know, Poland. For example, Poland has a Croatian coach. You know, Georgia national team has a Serbian coach. You know, so it's a lot of coaches. They're coming from different countries, yeah.
Goran, you're the man, dude. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Goran.
You, buddy. And all the best. Have a great year. I'm sure we'll see you around the arena a bunch. And enjoy it.
Yeah, I will definitely. I'm coming to see a couple of games. And maybe I see you guys in the media day. So.
I like that. Right. Hey, if you do, you got to stop by the show, buddy.
I will, man. Thank you so much.
All right, there you go. Goran Dragic joining us there. We'll take a break. Back with more of what I told you, man. I was bringing in the big guns for Eurobasket defense.
I had a feeling like there's only one guy that Tobin, because they have a relationship that if Tobin, Goran, can you absolutely, right? No questions asked. To any man who would wear a kangaroo suit in 100-degree weather on South Beach with a sign.
I actually wore two costumes for him because then I wore the dragon one to welcome him home.
Oh.
It's the only person I've ever worn two costumes for, let alone one. We'll take a break.
You didn't even do that for Miss Tobin. What's wrong with you, dude? You can't be a fireman and a doctor?
Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.